Good morning. President Obama just finished speaking within the past 10 or 15 minutes at Copenhagen at the climate change conference there.
The question then before us is no longer the nature of the challenge. The question is our capacity to meet it. For while the reality of climate change is not in doubt, I have to be honest, as the world watches us today, I think our ability to take collective action is in doubt right now.
It sounds like the president is saying the world is watching and we're screwing it up. And in fact, reports coming out of Copenhagen say that the talks are in disarray. And Obama, along with 19 other world leaders, are holding an emergency meeting. We're joined again by Peter Thompson, the environmental editor for PRI's The World. Also, Kathleen McGinty is with us. She's a former environmental advisor to President Bill Clinton and then Senator Al Gore. She currently works at Element Partners, a clean technology investment firm. Peter, the talks in disarray?
Well, it certainly seems that way, although who knows what's happening in those high-level behind-the-scenes talks. Certainly there is a lot of posturing going on right now, and heads of state are coming up to the podium and speaking in terms that are certainly setting us up to expect either no deal or a very weak deal. Everyone's saying we don't want that, better to go forward together than separately, but they're all saying that we are in danger of coming out of here with nothing at all, or at least something very, very weak.
Kathleen McGinty, you advised both Bill Clinton and Al Gore, and you were with President Clinton while he was working through the Kyoto Agreement. Can you kind of give us insight into President Obama's remarks? He sounds like he's scolding the climate conference and the leaders who have come there in order to argue and not get a deal pressed.
Well, let me say that the difficulty that we find ourselves in is understandable from the point of view that, one, the world has never come this close to a very serious agreement to dial down greenhouse gas pollution. But two, and really, I think, making the final deal very difficult is the fact that this isn't the final deal. Expectations have been lowered in Copenhagen. We're only looking at a political agreement. So if you're China, you don't put your last and best offer on the table. And I think that's contributing to the difficulty as much as anything. I am surprised that since we are only looking for a political agreement here that we are seeing this level of brinksmanship, I remain hopeful and I fully expect with this many heads of state present that they will find a way to reach a diplomatic political agreement that enables negotiations to continue into next year.
Well, Peter, what do we know about any deal that could possibly be struck? Or do we only know that they can't agree on carbon cap emissions?
Well, we know, I mean, what we've been seeing this morning anyway is reports of lots of soft language in the working document, shoulds rather than shalls, soft targets on dates and emission levels and verification of emissions and funding. And nothing that really aligns with what the science tells us we have to do, and what most of the world's nations have agreed to do, which is to keep temperature rise to 2 degrees Celsius. The numbers and the data and the language we're looking at coming out so far is not going to meet that target, and that is completely crucial. That's what everybody says we have to come out of here with.
Well, Kathleen McGinty, Celeste reminded us that you were an environmental advisor to President Bill Clinton. I'm going to ask you for some down and dirty political advice here, okay? I mean, I'm looking at the climate talks now. It's being broadcast on some of the networks. Is this an opportunity for Barack Obama, and would you advise him to step up here, or would you say back away slowly, pal?
Well, look, I think we've already backed away, but we've seemed to have lost sight of that. If this is dialed back now to only a political agreement, we need to move back from this brinksmanship and act as if the last and final deal is being cut in Copenhagen. It's not. And therefore, on this very tricky issue with China, as to whether or not there will be some monitoring of countries' actions to reduce pollution, which has really held up the talks here for a couple of days, this isn't the final deal. Let's accept China's offer to provide information with the understanding that we will work and beef up that provision as we go forward next year.
Well,
I don't think it's particularly helpful, the rhetoric that we're hearing that This is about to fail and crater and crash. We really do need some diplomacy now to find some words that all can live with into next year.
Well, and China and India both have actually been moving inch by inch. They've been giving softer language on that issue of verification and oversight. They have not given up on the principle at all of retaining their sovereignty over these issues, but they are sort of starting to edge that way. So it seems, I mean, what Katie is talking about, the process doesn't end here. So even if we come out of here with an agreement that doesn't say, yes, we will accept this, doesn't mean that's the last word.
Well, Peter Thompson, environment editor for PRI's The World, when Obama was speaking, he did say that no matter what happens at the Copenhagen conference, he intends to continue working to combat global climate change, even unilaterally, coming just out of the United States. And we got the promise from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton saying that the United States will help to raise $100 billion by 2020.
$100 billion a year is a lot of money. That's a commitment that is very real and can have tangible effects.
Peter, that money's intended to help poor nations combat climate change. Will that money come through regardless of any deal being struck?
No, and that was the big caveat yesterday. That money is contingent on this issue of transparency. So basically they're saying, we'll do this if you do this, and the other folks are saying, we'll do this if you do this, and they are not meeting in the middle yet.
Kathleen McGinty, former environmental advisor to Bill Clinton and Al Gore, and now with Element Partners, a clean technology investment firm, generally money talks. And the United States is saying, here's $100 billion, but we're not going to give it to you unless we can measure results. That's not swaying world leaders?
Well, but that promise is also contingent on a treaty coming together, because the lion's share of those dollars is anticipated to come from the promised cap and trade system, the mechanism to lower greenhouse gases and enable people to buy and sell carbon credits. The idea is that a percentage of those dollars would go to developing countries. I think China is holding back because we do not have those deals in hand. Success can be had in Copenhagen, but the president needs to realize it's time for diplomacy, not specifics at this time. Specifics come next year.
Peter Thompson from the PRI's The World, what is success at this point?
I think it's anybody's guess. I mean, I think expectations have been lowered so far that success is any kind of document, any kind of handshake between world leaders.
Okay, that is Peter Thompson. He's the environmental editor for PRI's The World. Kathleen McGinty joined us as well, former environmental advisor to Bill Clinton and Al Gore, now at Element Partners. Thank you.